This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
You can't see Tyler dancing though. That was awesome. Hello. Tonight is, what's tonight?
Number four.
Monday?
Yeah. Oh.
Number four?
Yep.
Tuesday? Four. No, Monday.
Today's Monday.
Monday, number four. Awesome. And this is the most anticipated podcast because I'm here with my dream team. Yes, and I have my dream team because they take care of me. And we're going to go around and they're going to tell you what they do and where they are, like where they're working and whatever. So we're going to start with you, Flo.
Okay, hi.
Hi, and you do.
Makeup.
You're the best.
Thank you.
Oh. Yes.
I love makeup. I do. I do makeup and I do it anywhere, really.
Okay.
House, oh, wow.
Your house,
cool.
Your wedding venue, wherever it is that you need me.
And how do we get a hold of you?
You can go on Facebook/makeupbyflo.
Yeah.
And there's my phone number, email.
Awesome.
And
cool.
That's how you can get in touch with me.
Awesome. And Flo has done my makeup for a few events now. And she's actually friends with my sister, Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And she's amazing. So I always go to Flo.
Oh, is that one of you and Chris in the picture at the wedding? Right?
Yes, yeah, she did my makeup for that wedding.
Okay.
Yes, well, thank you. Welcome to Flo.
Welcome to Flo.
And the gala. Right?
Yes, and the gala. Sister Felicia's gala for her cookbook. So anytime I'm going somewhere fancy, I don't do my own makeup. I got a team for that, bitches. wait, for all the newbies, swear jar. So every time we say it, it's piss, shit, fuck, whatever. hold on. I'm just jumping. We'll get to my disclaimer in a second. Stephanie, Mitchell, Thurston.
I think that's the order
it's going to be. Because, some podcast Joey posts, I'm Alicia Cox, and then I'm Alicia DeBull.
I'm
Alicia Possible.
What are you legally? Because on Facebook, you're Cox, and I don't know if that's a legal thing or.
Legally, I'm Alicia DeWolf.
I got yelled at for calling her Alicia DeWolf.
I don't know.
Is Facebook illegal? Is it?
I'm Alicia Cox because that's Facebook. How people know me.
All right.
Chris didn't want me to change my name.
On the street, it's Alicia Cox.
So at that time, I did.
On the street.
Is that
your street name?
That's your street name. Alicia Cox is my street name.
Oh, I get it.
It's very hard for me to give that up. Stephanie, is it hard for you?
Because it's very hard. All I know is I legally own half of my husband. Regardless of what order you put the name in, it all works out for me.
And Stephanie, what do you do?
I'm a licensed massage therapist.
Yay.
Yes.
But you are now have your own spot.
I just opened my own studio at Browns Mall on Main Street.
By the way, I work at Browns Mall too.
I know,
right?
We have.
Well, I'm a student out of this, so.
I'm not Italian.
We're probably related.
No, I get it.
It's like you like hit your head.
Right. Okay.
But I'm like that all, but I don't have an excuse.
Right. And you just moved in there, and it's absolutely beautiful.
In June, thank you. Yes. Should have been an interior designer from what I've been told.
Yes. How do we get a hold of you?
You can find me on Facebook under Stephanie Mitchell Thurston.
I wonder why I'd be specific.
And I also have an email at stephanie.lmt27@yahoo.com.
And we have posted about you in Good Morning Gloucester. If you go on Alicia Unleashed, you will find Stephanie's information there. So that's amazing.
Officially rock star status.
Yes. And Stephanie is my massager. She's part of my dream team. She's amazing. And I still try to get that kink out. But don't worry. We'll make an appointment soon. We have Erin. She has been with me the longest. Like,
I don't even know how long.
13 or 14 years.
Oh my god, that's sick.
Yeah, and old. You're Aaron King.
I am
David.
King.
No, wait, no, you're Aaron no, Davis yep. King. No, wait. This is what happens when you get married. I forget people's names, but I, you know, it's Aaron.
Okay,
King.
When you met me, I was
Aaron Davis. Davis. Yes.
Now I'm married, and I have been married for
quite a long time.
Like a million years.
So no, I'm not as long as me.
Just about.
I'm still single.
Me too. I'm gonna make a point to mention that I'm not married. But if anyone wants me, my mother will give you a goat and two cows. We're very old school. You get an extra cow if you're not related to me.
Erin does my nails and my pedicures.
Yes.
God bless her.
Yes.
God bless Erin.
I need it.
Yay! And where are you?
I am at Couture Salon East Gloucester,
which is across from Joey's Wharf.
Yep.
Captain Joe and Sons.
Yep. And I'm there. Hit me up. Come on,
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Kyle, you're my wing woman.
Yeah,
that's what you are, and you're a former hairdresser. So you were part of my sister's dream team.
All right, so I'm in there somehow.
You are my wing woman, but that's how I kind of...
You're part of that.
You're kind of associated. Dude, you're a hairdresser.
I was.
Right, former hairdresser. Right.
Do you still have your license?
Not in Massachusetts.
Because she was in Rhode Island for a while.
Do you still have it in Rhode Island?
Yep.
Well, she's a hairdresser.
Yeah,
she is.
She is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, and Kyle's now just on for the ride.
I guess that's what I usually like to do.
John is not only my cousin,
but he has goats.
He has goats and cows.
Well, we don't own them, but we can find them.
He now does my hair for the last few months, probably still, well, maybe more than that.
Haven't screwed it up yet.
April or May, and where are you?
I'm at Fatima's Hair. What is it called? Oh, Fatima's Hair Design. Hi, Fatima. Can you hear me? Can she hear me?
She will.
Hi, Fatima. I love you. I love her. She's phenomenal.
Oh, she actually
is a doll.
No, she is awesome.
She's probably one of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah, she is
somewhere
awesome.
Somewhere between Barbara Streisand and Cher.
Yeah.
There's Fatima Betancourt. And I love her, and I'm shouting her out. Can I say her full name?
Of course you can.
She's good, too. And you can reach us all at... Hold on.
Seriously,
no. 978-281-5583. We're on Main Street in the Browns Mall across from the police station. So you can go to court and then get a blowout. Or get a blowout, then go to court.
And then
they go
to Stephanie.
And then get a massage from Stephanie.
And then the sticky fingers and get a
face. We love sticky fingers. Hi, Melissa and Christina. Can they hear me too?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. We love them.
I love Melissa.
I love them. If you buy their peach turnovers, that's from my garden.
Oh.
Not intentionally, but there's a peach tree there, so I pick them. Next year, I'm charging children.
I think it's a good idea.
The apple orchard's $20 a bag, you know. I can make like 30 on peaches.
Yeah, totally.
They're organic.
I think they're
Oh, would you?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Oh, right. Well, <that's weird. laughs> I wouldn't even have to work the peach season. The big tree.
So where did you come from before? You worked for my aunt.
I've worked a lot of places.
You have.
I worked
you
for your aunt, my cousin Rosalie. Yeah.
I
started
Spa,
there. 13 Main Street. And then I took a break, a sabbatical. That's what it is. I'm going tabernacle. Tabernacle. Yeah, I took a sabbatical, in which case I was a chambermaid at Eastern Point Yacht Club.
Nice.
Yeah, I wasn't a good chambermaid, but I was a chambermaid. I was the kind where your sheets wouldn't get changed, but you know the bed was nice because I took a nap in it.
So we have Meg Frontiero from Styles on Main at 220 Main Street. She does my eyebrows. She does Talia's eyebrows. She's also part of my dream team. And then since we're mentioning a million salons in Gloucester, if I don't mention Joey Arsenal at Vogue at 18 Washington Street, I'm going to have to hear it. So he's amazing. And, you know, if you haven't heard of a million salons by now, you can go to any one of them. So I am so excited for all you guys to be here. And so I need to start off with, I know, so you guys, obviously, this is my fourth one. You guys obviously heard my very professional disclaimer.
That was awesome.
Wasn't this so professional? I was in the recording studio all day today
Did you speed it up?
Really?
Yeah. That's actually how I talk.
You really talk that fast.
Oh, wow.
It sounded like you were using like one of those things to speed it up.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
No.
I'm so glad you don't talk when you get a massage. I wouldn't remember if I like did both legs or one leg or when to move on.
Maybe you should stop talking.
She came in at 9, I wouldn't get up until noon.
I think we got the last time anyway. We talked for an hour before we got to the shot. Chris was like, are you done yet? I'm like, not even on the table yet. I was catching up with her. I haven't seen her in a few months.
On the table now?
Yeah.
It was Saturday.
I do need to get to the pool, obviously. So, you know, I do talk that fast. I was in the recording studio all day with that, obviously, you can tell. And I know I will crack up if I try to do that live. So I have that recorded, and that just will be what will happen.
All business.
So I'm all business.
Well, I mean, that part is, yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you heard my very professional intro.
Oh, that's what we're talking about?
Well,
I spaced out for a second. Sorry, we weren't talking about me. Sorry.
So I have that disclaimer there because obviously it's come to my attention. We swear a lot. Kyle, why would people think that?
I have no fucking idea.
I don't either.
But you know what? I was reading some of the comments on the website.
For at GMG, when he posts, people can comment.
Right.
We've gotten some great comments.
Yeah, you know.
And you've even got a date proposal.
Whoa. You got a date?
Oh, yeah. She had a date proposal from
me.
Let's shout out.
Be married next week.
Shout out Sal. I have no idea who he is. I'm sorry, Sal. I couldn't post your last comment because it was a little X-rated. I couldn't.
What an honor.
Oh.
Someone on the internet wants you.
But I couldn't. But
the point I was getting at, I didn't see anything negative on there, but I know that they're there. The negative comments and stuff. Maybe.
Well, I mean, so Joey was like, you know, so here's the thing. This GMG belongs to Joey. And he's the one that my dog's like, go lay down, Chumpers.
Every time I swear, the dog freaks.
I know. Well, because we're swearing for puppies. Because all the money we raise swearing goes to Cape Ann and Lloyd, and that is why.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I swear to my mother's like,
I'll get my elbow in the dip. I don't want to do that.
My mother told me not to swear, so I can't. But I'll sneak some in later, yeah. She's very concerned about me being off.
I thought you were going to say your mother's very conservative.
Conservative, yeah, right.
Yes,
you know
she's
her.
Very conservative.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
you,
she's
you
not like...
Her. You're
yeah.
very conservative.
My father took me out of the will after the third one.
Did he really?
Oh, the last one? The extra one that got X-rated?
He
might have.
I
thought he was going to take you off the first one, because the first one was pretty
bad. Well, that
was
bad, but that last
comment
on the last
one. You're
living
a dream life. You're getting people hitting on you on the internet you don't even know. You have a will that you could potentially even be in. My mother's going to leave me like $3 and maybe a cat, one of those cows. I ain't getting shit. There you go. I said shit. I'll put a penny in it. There you go. Wow, raising money, I'm a philanthropist. Tax write-off.
So, pretty much every... So, this is great because Joey's, like, my biggest fan. Obviously, he put me on here because he thinks something of me. So, he kind of critiques me every time. Not critiques me, but he was like, Alicia, that was a good one. Always, like, you know, a little bit less swearing. But there are people that, you know, think that I don't fit the quote-unquote GMG profile. Let me tell you something. GMG has always been about diversity, and it's been about different demographics, and we've always reached every age group. So, and I've already said this in my disclaimer, but in nothing that is said, done, language, and any, does not have anything to do with the Gloucester podcast. On the Gloucester podcast that Joey has been on several times is very much related to about what's going on around in, you know, Cape Ann. It's not meant to be funny, silly, crazy,
creative,
whatever, creative,
honest,
whatever. It's just, it's pretty up like news talk. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you want to listen to that, go ahead and listen to that. If you do not want to hear my motherfucking voice.
Get the fuck out of here.
Woo! Because that's what you're going to hear, okay? I do nothing but keep it real. Why do you want to do
that? I was going to show the jack because real loud when the coins hit.
Well, that's the point. Okay. That's Flo. She's new. She'll get it.
Why are you putting in coins for her not knowing? She hasn't even said anything and you're like throwing in coins. At the end of this, we're not even going to have any coins. Well, I'll be writing checks. I'll be like, I have a kid. My firstborn? I'll go give that to
Blake. And three cows.
Well, listen, you know what? If someone wants to marry me, like I said, they got a whole bond coming their way. And I will pay for all the booze that I drive you to drink.
So basically, Kyle, we've never said anything negative about anyone, anything. We shed a positive light. Everybody and their mother.
Right. You
guys have a very lucrative business.
I think she means promote,
whatever. It's not all about me and like.
Although, if anyone is interested in the sex trade, please Facebook us. I know a guy who knows a guy.
It's a conversation, people. And right. If you don't like it, don't listen. But you know what's going to happen? You can't help but listen to me.
That's right.
And us. Mm-hmm. You can't help. Because you want to know what the hell they're going to say next.
Right. No, that's
what
true.
Are they going to...
But the other thing, though, too, is you know, it's a lot of swearing. And that's like it. We're not bashing, like,
no.
Like you said, like, anyone or
right.
anything or anything
it's
like that.
It's all in good fun.
And I personally
all good wholesome fun.
Just some fun.
It's some fun.
Well, personally, I can't express myself without
swearing.
I can't either.
Have you ever talked to Joey on the motherfucking phone?
I haven't yet.
Okay, well, if you do, it's every other word is a swear word.
Right.
Okay. Because that's how Joey talks and expresses himself, which is cool, but he does that with his closest friends.
Right.
Obviously never on the Gossip Podcast, but he does on the Homiecast. He will drop some stuff on the Homiecast, but again, I don't represent them either.
Right.
There's a place and time for swearing, and this is a place and time.
And the time. And if you don't like it, then
unleashed.
Don't.
Unleashed.
Thank you!
Unleashed.
Yeah. Unleashed. What do you think of?
Not edited, not beeped out, not
Alicia beeped out.
We can't pay for the beeping.
Yeah,
it's not in the budget.
Yeah. We're not that high tech yet.
So, allegedly... As of we know it, we are talking about diversity, and I believe, John, you are the first gay person to ever come across a podcast or any
really?
Podcast. Wow.
Ever?
I think ever.
I think ever.
Wait, you're
what
gay?
Do you mean?
Wait a minute, I'm gay.
Am I outing you?
I think you're outing me. No, actually, everyone knows. I came out when I was 14.
That is insane.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
That's awesome.
I want to tell you how awesome and how insane that is at the same time. Because
well,
you have to understand,
you.
I have guys that are my
yeah.
age.
Yeah.
And I said, when did you first come out? I was like, when I was 24.
Yeah.
And you're 22
yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to be 23 in December. December 21st. Everyone wants to send me a gift?
I'm
20th. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, my God, girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you have to choose on who to send a gift.
Right.
But,
Selma,
yeah, I mean, I just had a really, really awesome mother.
Oh,
so,
she's the best.
Yeah. I mean, my father was
Dolores,
really cool.
Dolores, what's up?
Hi, Ma. Look, I'm on the radio. Or whatever. I'm on the internet. And it's not naked pictures like you thought. You know, the expectations of your kids sometimes. But no, I had a really good mother. My dad was really cool, too, but...
To come out at 14?
Yeah. Well, I had a really good support system.
Nowadays, that's very,
yeah.
That's very common. Yeah.
Well, and everyone else who cared was dead. So... Yeah, it's common. I mean, I had a working cool group of friends, and this
right.
generation coming up in
yeah.
Gloucester is
yeah.
really
yeah.
phenomenal. I actually think I have more straight male friends than I do gay male friends.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
Well, because it's more accepting, I think,
yeah.
now. And, you know, with friends, like my friend Joey, that is, I won't say how old he is because he might kill me.
Yeah, cool.
But he had to, like, crawl out. In high school, his brother leaped out, and you just like was born that way. I mean, literally the generations to see. Yeah.
Remember when we talked about genetics?
Can we yes.
talk about that time, because we have a lot of gay cousins.
And
in and out. We can't mention names, but like
no,
yeah.
We won't mention
no,
names.
No,
we have a lot of gay cousins.
We have
cousins.
A lot, especially on.
And
we're descendants through.
Can
you say the family tree
well.
That we're on?
Are we might out our family tree.
Well, I mean, who cares?
Oh, don't say that.
No,
one.
We can't.
No,
well, who
no,
cares?
We
they're all gay.
They're all gay. They all own half a Gloucester.
Right? Well, who cares? They're all gay. We're all gay. Everyone's gay. They're the club.
So I'm excited because, you know, I don't know if, and I don't, okay, so in the way earlier podcast, I don't know why, I don't know, but Joey was obsessed, okay, I know this is going to sound weird, with trying to get two lesbians on a podcast because he has all sorts of questions. I don't know what those questions would be, and I really don't care, but I had said, Joey, have we ever had a gay person on the podcast? He's like, I don't take people's profile, I don't know.
Is that why he asked me if I was a lesbian on the internet?
You know, he's obsessed. Yeah, I think he wanted, yeah, he did. He did.
I mean, you would be, I think you'd be a commodity.
Wait, we need to, thank you, Kyle.
You're really pretty. They can't see her, but she's pretty.
Kyle, yeah. We need to clarify for Kyle, okay, although you would like to be a lesbian, you're not.
That is funny. I don't care what
you said. Okay, so
she's right.
It's true. Like, Kyle wants to be one because she's so done with the male scene, but what she meant, Joey, was she's hasn't had the...
Oh, yeah, you can suck it.
Anyway, so, she just wants to take a break for a while.
Yeah, so, but I'm not a lesbian, but my family thinks I'm... Your sister thinks I'm a lesbian, or thought I was until I set her straight.
Okay.
She was like,
so how did you set her straight?
No!
Tell us everything.
No. I was just saying, is that why he said that to me?
Look, as you said, I'm not... Well, I'm
I don't like men right now.
And I said, she said right now, that means you're not... Really, yeah. You're not looking to date. That's what, you know, that's girls go through. Yeah.
So you're a lesbian for the week?
It's been a year and a half, so maybe,
right. So we're setting that straight. So we got some, you know, good comments toward, you know, for Kyle. I was like, hey, you know, we'll hook up once you're... We want to go on a date.
Once you're ready.
Once you're ready, we'll go on a date.
I don't know.
So we now have... So we talked about how we had, like, 8 listeners. I think Joey made 9. Someone else made 10. And then I think with you guys, I think we're now 13 and 14 listeners. We're worldwide!
Can we listen to ourselves?
Yes! 14 listeners! 13, 14 listeners!
I wouldn't even listen to the doctor. I don't want to hear my
doctor. Oh, Pit Puppy. Oh, the doctor. They
listen every time.
Yes. We're giving money to the puppy.
They're real people.
Do they have to stay in there?
Yes.
Look at them.
I remember when you first got them. This
I know. Look at Chia.
They're cute, though.
I don't know. Because what's going to happen? He's going to jump up. He's going to make all sorts of feedback. And even though he's going to cry right there, I'm going to...
Yeah, because we're all looking at him. He's like, what the hell is happening?
So there we go with my disclaimer and why I have a disclaimer, which will be played in the beginning. So you guys are all in the public, so you guys all probably are on the same wavelength as me. You guys attract your personalities, no?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wait,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Sometimes we attract
the in what they do, clientele and what they do. You attract your personality.
Yeah,
like,
that's what they say. About
I go to Erin and right? she drops F bombs, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so
when I was in the salon, I did not attract my personality. Is that
you
what?
Didn't?
No.
You didn't?
Really?
No.
How long were you
in the salon? 8 years.
So really? Then what the did you, so one, like, did you adapt? One. I mean, I don't understand. Like,
I drank a lot. not usually during a haircut, but just like.
Not usually.
Like afterwards.
Still convincing my boss.
Me and Alicia drank. We drank.
Yeah, we drink.
Is that bad?
It's not bad because at certain establishments, you are permitted by owner. You can bring your own wine and cheese. And
she could tell you, I still do it.
I
don't
drink.
Yeah,
I
worked at a place where the cosmetology state board fined them.
Really?
Whatever. They charged them.
they got a fine for
having... wine on the property.
Right.
Also neck brushes.
Right. Well, you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, they say you can't have neck brushes.
I think
place
that the person that brings it in has to bring it out. You can't leave
yeah,
it
I don't know.
Salon.
Yeah, some
but
places
I use
will charge.
Solo cups.
Yeah.
Oh, real right. Plastic.
Real glass. No. We
Well, they got the plastic champagne glasses, which are like
yeah, but that's
level
just,
up classic.
Yeah, that's
keep it discreet.
Yeah.
Yeah, discreet. No idea. Obviously. No idea.
Well, if I'm drinking, everyone's going to know I'm drinking
a veg. I could be Kim Zolciak and just drink my water in a red Solo cup. If everything that she does is in a red Solo cup. Does anybody know who I'm talking about?
Kim Zolciak. She wears the ring.
Of course, Tierman.
I love her.
Hell yeah, Croy Tierman.
I love him. I don't even know what team he's on.
Hell yes. Real Housewives of Atlanta, but now has her own show. She married Croy who is an Atlanta Falcon.
Oh, okay. Wig. Mom.
Right?
No, so yeah, she wears the belt. Yeah, he has the belt.
I was a team mom, not a fantasy mom. Mom, I don't need to go and watch Teen Mom.
I know, no one paid you for it.
No one paid me to be Teen Mom, even though my friends and I were like the first pregnancy pack. Come on, now I didn't get no teen.
I was a freshman when like the
show or fucking movie.
I was a freshman in high school.
Seriously,
when that all happened.
I was pregnant with my daughter.
I'm good now. I got my own podcast.
What are you, a little
Joey? I swear to God, I was working at a salon in Gloucester, and I was walking through the supermarket, Ghetto Shaws.
We talked about that. We're about to say that.
I was walking through Ghetto Shaws and I was wicked pregnant with my daughter, and I had
not just pregnant,
wicked pregnant,
like right.
about to have her.
Oh, all right.
And
like you're gonna have her in
Ireland. Yeah, yeah. She started to have labor inside.
I had a friend who broke her water broke in the fruit, the produce section.
I was trying.
Granted, she worked there, but still.
So, but yeah, I definitely got the glares, the looks, that when all that was going on. Oh God, Oh, yes.
I don't think I even knew one pregnant person.
I didn't either.
And I'm watching the movie, and I'm like, this looks fine. They drank a lot.
No, they were like 12.
No, that's they were
like still in O'Malley, not in Gloucester.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah, I didn't
know
any of them.
We went to a comedy show in California, and the comedian made a joke about it.
Oh, God. And you didn't want to raise your hand. You're like, I don't know that.
Oh, yes, I did. I was trying to... I went to high school there. He's like, you proud of that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's right, I'm proud of that. And that was Angela Johnson, you know.
Oh, I love her. Yes. That you like Crystal Jail? Yeah. Making y'all shine pretty. Yeah.
Oh, she yeah.
The mayor was
like,
yeah.
Oh,
too.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Honey, do you like
we say that in front
of you. Do you like Crystal Jail,
honey? Yes! Yeah. I love
making
that.
Making y'all shine pretty like Diamond in the Sky, Crystal Jail. Yes. She's so funny. I've listened to her comedy albums too.
Love her.
Oh my God, she's really funny. I don't know if you know Haley, my friend Haley, right?
Of course.
She is Haley personified.
She worked for me.
Yeah, that's right.
Mamie's Kitchen.
Yes, that's right. Mamie's Kitchen. Oh, we can't advertise something.
I have two cocktails in the freezer. I'm going to defrost.
Yeah, but if anyone knows Haley, she's that.
I love
it. It is. Oh well, you have to. You have to love Haley.
Is she so?
Yeah, she did the Azorian. She did the Azorian, and she's a phenomenal waitress, and she's my best friend. And I totally don't wish her dead.
We're pimping.
I know everyone. Haley, you owe me, bitch. You owe me.
I
said bitch. Stop it.
Bitch.
I don't know what the fuck.
Kyle, nothing.
Poor mother.
We have almost nothing on this podcast already.
I know.
How proud of you?
I'm very, you know, I came into this and I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to swear. I don't think I've sworn. Hard. Have I sworn once? Have I cursed once?
Just once.
Nice. Right, but that doesn't really count, though.
No.
Right,
so
not like the other ones.
I think, like, once, like, I get to, like, 10 or 12, then it's like, all right, then I got to start putting it in.
Okay.
Right?
I can agree with that.
Right?
So my cells are depending on you.
Right. And, like, wait, can I just, real quick? Like,
yeah.
I took my dog to the beach today. We had a ball. She went to swim. She went. Aww, she went.
Scared you.
Whenever I speak, that fucking dog. That's only two. That's two. But no, she went in the water for the first time.
Aww.
I have it on video.
Aww.
Sorry. All right. Did I get it? No.
Oh, good.
No. Why? Do you get ticketed for
the
dog?
Yeah, you get
Who are they paying to do that?
Yeah.
Is it that Callahan lady or her motor scooter? Is that they're paying her to do that now? I'm in the wrong. We're in the wrong career.
Sell your peaches, and you gotta get five
right?
people.
Right.
Then maybe someday I could get off the corner. I don't know. I'm not really on the corner, but if you want me to meet me somewhere.
Listen, your mom's listening.
I know, she is, and she, well, she already knows I'm Madonna, so.
Okay, with the Italian.
I love it.
Oh. Well, I mean, yeah, well, maybe there's some people who aren't, and they don't know what I'm saying, and they can
feel I don't know what you're saying.
You do?
I know what you're saying.
Yes.
You sounded like so you called. What did you call me the other day? And I was like, oh my God, thank you.
Well, I
like a,
well, no,
like a,
I've
like
called
a, like
myself
stupid,
stuff.
Like
I'm
non-Italian, like white.
Oh,
like,
Menegani.
Now no one, like, we just lost half the population of from Boston. Well,
probably, yeah.
By me
yeah,
saying that, like, we just lost. They were like, oh my god, I can't believe you just said that.
I got yelled at once for saying Metagani.
You did? Because
someone was like, well, you know, not for nothing, it's not like you're fully Italian. And I'm like, yeah, but you know, when you're raised that way, everyone else, no one holds up.
Metagani means you're not, don't have an ounce.
Yeah, you're nothing. You're completely.
So you were no. correct. No.
You eat like. Yeah,
like you're nothing.
No, but like you eat like, you know, like you meat, eat meat pies you and eat, shit. I don't know. It's my father's family. I don't even know what the hell it makes meat
potatoes.
Is. Potatoes. Yeah, I know. I like potatoes, but the Portuguese eat potatoes too.
But no, yeah.
There's blue potaes, which I found out on podcast.
Really? And JetBlue, we're in blue potato chips.
Yeah.
Wait, they're blue
potatoes. Oh, so sad.
Oh, did you post on Facebook about
that? I did. JetBlue said they're going to send me something. I don't know if it's
the airline?
Yes. Yes, not your hair, JetBlue.
Oh, well, yes, my, no one can see hair. It, but my hair is blue right
it
now.
It is blue.
Yeah, so.
It's JetBlue.
It's called Frozen Steel, actually.
And, I love your Frozen Steel
Thank
hair.
You. You know, I was just inspired by, you know, the melting glaciers of the Pacific or something. I don't know. I didn't prepare. I got wicked stoned and dyed my hair blue one day. I don't know. Like, I can't be that artsy about it. It looks cool, though. I'm cute no matter what.
I love so, it. I do like it.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, we did not get really into that topic, which is awesome. So, I'm going to...
What topic?
So, we talked about clientele. Do you attract
That was my fault.
I think you attract certain people, but no matter what, you're going to get whoever you're going to get.
Absolutely. But then what about the people you can't stand? How to get rid of them?
I'm going through that right now.
You kill them. You shoot them.
You're done now because you just said that. They're done. They're never going
to. You know,
back.
I do this one girl's hair, and I can't mention her name, but she comes to me a couple times. And she, you know, I can't even say she's a nice, she's just not, an, you know, when people aren't nice people, they're just not nice people. But you know what? She's never really been rude or not tipped me well or anything, but she's just miserable.
I have.
She just comes in with these unrealistic expectations, and I've only done her hair like 3 times, and they've all been, well, I can't even, that might narrow it down.
Now,
too.
Stephanie probably has the best of all, because she doesn't have to talk to her people.
But you have to touch them. You have to touch them in different ways, like,
So, you can imagine. Can you feel negative energy?
You know, I'm a little
we're getting into the energy talk?
Therapeutic massage therapist as opposed to a holistic massage therapist, so...
But you have good juju.
I mean, I must have good juju.
You
Why
do
everyone
you do.
Has an ounce of good juju?
When I was in massage therapy before every class, they wanted us to sit and see the white light and take
good.
It in every
good.
Single time.
Good, because
like,
that's what
is the white light. See the white light. I don't know where it is.
But you
it's
do.
Like in your third eye. I don't know. I'm taking classes to be a Reiki practitioner.
So he's the one.
I don't know, Stephanie.
If you did not have good energy, I would not be going to you.
Yeah. I've got good energy. I just can't like stand across the room and heal.
I think I can. That's the course I'm taking. Before I went to you, Steph,
I went to Tammy Silvera, and what was it before it was Couture? It was.
I wasn't there.
Wasn't she at a Good Harbor
Liquor?
Divine. So I went to Tammy Silvera that owned Divine.
Yep.
Again, love her. Oh, she was part of. Okay. So I'm going to. So Tammy. Speaking
love
of Tammy. Love fucking Tammy.
Everyone likes Tammy.
Everyone loves Tammy.
Wait, you
she
love
fucking Tammy?
No, I just love Tammy.
Wow,
Tammy must be good.
Right? She is actually awesome.
I love Tammy.
Tammy is amazing. And she said she gets sometimes people like, oh, you look like Alicia Cox. Like, are you guys sisters? Are you guys cousins?
Oh, really?
Really?
I've never thought that.
So Chris said the same thing. Are they drinking? They must be high because I think Tammy is absolutely gorgeous. So if you're gonna mistake me for Tammy Silvera, hell motherfucking you.
Yeah.
You can mistake me
but you're
anytime
beautiful too.
For Tammy. Thank
you. Have
you,
a very pretty face.
That's what you say to fat people, but thank you, John.
I get that all the time.
I get it, like, crying like that. You know how many times I go? No, but you know what I'm saying? If you don't know me, I'm like 200 pounds. But, like, give or take. But I get that all the time, especially with older gay guys who are mad that I don't want them. They're like, you know, if you just lost 20 pounds, I'm like, you know, if you shed 20 years, like, like, I'm still not, no matter how skinny I am, I'm still not sleeping with you. Except if you pay me. Oh, no, I'm like talking like a Happy Meal. I know what I'm working.
Like a Happy Meal?
I know.
Happy ending?
I just want a cheeseburger at the end. I don't care what we do, just feed me. Even like a box of Triscuits and some cheese.
We got that covered.
Right?
What happened before we got here?
We all slept together.
Never me, I'm your cousin.
Yeah, well, listen, if we were in Italy, we'd be married with like six kids right now.
Oh, God.
Would have been a good marriage. Would have been considered a good marriage.
Say that again. Is the microphone all right?
Yeah, why?
Oh, all right. I thought you said you guys all slept together before we got here.
Oh, the phallic mic. She gave him Triscuits and cheese, and he said...
Oh,
yeah, but we have a phallic mic, so...
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. What are you thinking we're doing with this mic? What are you trying to say?
Hey, I almost took it home one night, so...
Oh, my God. No, it's getting a little X-rated in here again. Last time went way like south, dude.
That was so bad. You gave me wine, though.
It's not my fault. Are you going to be one of those people?
No.
I have no responsibility for my actions because I was drunk.
No,
I'm that person.
I wasn't drunk.
But then I was saying I gave you wine. Like, what does that mean?
I don't know.
It opened her up.
Yeah.
For more discussion.
It opened
Isn't that a good thing?
Period. She was trying to take the mic home, and if anyone has seen that, I mean, well, you all watch the show. I don't, so I don't know what this is about. I don't know. Where are you? I'm wearing this outfit. I'm wearing a great outfit right now. It's so cute. Kind of pissed that no one can see me.
No,
the
jeans are a size 2.
I'm wearing my pants. Now they really let me see. Oh, and she just had a baby, too. Wow. Mine are like a size, I don't even know. They're from Thailand. I ordered them. Some sweatshop child made them, which I don't support.
That's mine.
I'll buy them, but I don't support them.
I have the pink ones.
That's my style.
Hey, those kids can really work a sewing machine.
Yes,
they
can.
Oh,
so,
God.
Can we get back how do we get rid of these people?
I can work, but I got the simple one.
Oh, we're still on that topic?
Can we get rid of
these people? Dude, we're not even here. Dude, we're halfway in. We're halfway in. We haven't even gotten through the first three topics, and we're already like...
Go ahead, go next.
See,
this
is great.
Go
wait, oh, you want to go next one?
Yeah, I'll go the next one.
Okay, because this was... Like, oh, yeah, I get my stomach's hurting.
Well, so, like, should we just say we'll take all clientele, grumpy, we'll miserable, take, it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Because we love what we do.
Too old for that to keep going. It's like, how much longer? How much longer do I have to deal with these people?
We'll just bring me on and throw some energy at them.
Yeah. Hey, no matter how mine come in, they always leave feeling good.
To clarify one thing with Reiki. It's not... the practitioner's energy that's being channeled through you, it's the universal universe energy. So believe me, if you come to me for Reiki, you're not getting any of mine. Rest assured. I feel like I gotta put that on the business card too. That none of this is going into you. Unless you want it to. Oh, God.
Oh, so, in your scheduling, I know we're in the electronic day and age, which I am so not in the electronic day and age. I still do shit, paper and pen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do all y'all still do paper and pen?
Yep.
Yeah.
I have to. I love technology.
Well, technically, you love technology.
So you don't do paper and pen.
I do like paper and pen, but I love technology as well.
Well, you put it for your phone. You freelance, right? So it's probably easier to just go on your phone instead of buying a book.
Yeah, but see, I'm the same way. I'm self-employed too, and I have to keep a book. I have to see everything right in front of me.
Don't text Erin while she's driving, because she'll never get back to you, or think she's going to get back to you and put you in.
Yeah,
Emily just showed up.
I made a mistake.
Yes.
They're here.
Yep, Champion Hulk are in here now, and now Stephanie can't concentrate.
Sorry.
But it's for the puppies.
Hey, Flora, you need more scoops on this. There's not even enough crackers and anything left.
Guess what? Now they're all going to eat
it. No, here, have some of this.
I use pen and paper. Oh, not so much anymore because I'm having nerve problems with my hands, so I can't write anymore. But when I did, it would always be on a pen and paper, but it would be in cursive.
Oh, cursive.
I don't even remember
cursive.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know they stopped cursive in school now?
Yeah. Wait, is that true?
Yes.
I still write in cursive. I'm probably the only one in my generation who does. Yeah, but I still write in cursive.
Yeah. 10 plus 15 equals 72 now.
Divided by half.
Yeah.
And times 2 divided again by 4.
What's math?
What is new math?
What's a cheeseburger?
Oh, no, wait. Hold on a second. When I was in school, We had what they called the new math. So I don't know
it's
what
even this, newer than when you were there.
I don't know. I failed every single math class I ever had. How I graduated is beyond me.
That's why we're in the beauty industry.
Right, that's why. No, we're in the beauty industry because we love to do it.
Carry the one. I'm not even joking either.
No, that's the way it goes. Yeah.
Split it by the girls are going to be like,
insane.
Oh my God, what? I can't do that. Oh yeah. My God! How can I bring a kid in this world? Like I don't even know how to divide. I can't even write. You could be like plus something, 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 then divided by them. Like nope, can't do it.
Right.
I can't. My boss makes fun of me all the time because I can't even give change without using a calculator.
Because that's because.
But
that's,
my brain doesn't work like that. Wasn't how I was taught.
Because it's new school. When I worked at Star Market, when I was a freshman, they sat there and made you
Star Market,
count
you just
back.
Aged.
Alicia,
well.
I worked there too.
Yes. They made us do it old school, no calculator. Yeah. You count back your change.
I don't, you see, that's asking a lot of me.
See, I don't remember
that. That's what's the problem with the education today.
No, I wouldn't. I just, you know,
because they don't make
anybody
do anything manual anymore. Oh, right. They make everyone do it from a fucking calculator.
Yeah, but
they can't even sign their own motherfucking name.
I can sign my name. Look,
my son
I can sign my name. Look, I'm doing it right now.
No,
not these people.
No,
can see
let
it,
me tell you something. My son is in sixth grade and can't even sign cursive his name.
Really?
For me, I think that is a problem. That's a problem.
Look at that. You want, that's gonna be worth something.
You kind of know it. Why is that, Tyler?
Wait, because I downloaded
cursive off the internet and
what?
I made him trace it for summer school.
Well,
are you kidding me?
Off.
Wait,
of
what?
Jeez, don't be telling me
she's
that.
Getting mad.
So how are you?
Wait,
how
I didn't mean
to. Sign
I just
check?
Can't make
it. Tell me, Erin, tell me, how are your kids going to sign a check if they don't teach?
Wait, can I just say, I might get a lot of flack for this. I don't even.
Yeah,
really wait, can I just say, I don't. I'm going to get a lot of shit for this.
How are you going to sign?
I don't even know how to write a check.
Yeah, they don't.
I had to write one like once.
All right, in this conversation, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
But you know, no, you know what? That, yeah, you're right. Thank you. It's actually, I'm just, I can't, numbers don't work for me. I'm not that brained kind of person.
It's not about numbers, about writing.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about first going back to the change thing.
Yeah.
I don't care how much I owe you back. Just give me the 20 and let me keep all of it. 20 is the depression. Like, come on.
What is this, the depression?
Like, I'm sorry, I don't, you know what, go fuck yourself. I don't need to give you change.
Yeah.
Like, as I put change in there.
Are you part of the entitlement?
Yeah, but no, yeah, you know why?
Because
I had to put up with the baby boomer shit for 20 years. And I gotta tell you right now, I don't know where I'm going with this. But you know what, everyone, it's like, you'll talk to some people and they think the 90s are still like 3 days ago. Like, it's not like, it was 15 years ago, because
I
was in
music.
I'm gonna tell you right now, my son was singing Biggie, 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 can't you see?
Oh,
today,
yeah.
Today,
yep.
Today,
that
today
is
singing.
Well, that's
because
you're a good parent.
My baby's still growing up rapping.
Erin and I rocked SWV at our 10-year reunion.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I don't even know who that is. Oh, wait, no, they won the Fall Love on the TV
voices.
Show. Yeah,
you don't know
the listen, I didn't. I was barely
what
like.
Are you?
I,
oh my God, that's
listen,
you
I was into Britney.
Born.
I love Britney.
What year were you born?
I was born at the chalk. The shit end of 92.
92.
December 21st, 1992.
Chris graduated in 95.
Okay, my brother was born in 95. My mother had my brother in 95.
I was dating.
My mother actually
in
had my brother the day of the O.J. Simpson trial.
Oh, wow.
And she was screaming, "He's coming! He's coming!" And the interns, the nurses, thought that OJ was coming back into the courtroom to read the verdict. So they left the room. An intern walking by had to deliver Michael. He almost went right on the floor. And that, and if I'd mentioned Michael's labor without saying that story, my mother would get upset because it's her favorite story. So the day OJ was acquitted, the day my brother was born, if you want to put the facts together.
I think you should have
together,
his mother here with you
some night.
No.
I
think
well, maybe, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know this woman.
Awesome.
I really want to meet her.
And she's hilarious.
Yeah, I love my mother. I do. I
don't know.
She's amazing.
Really,
but I don't even know if we can have them
is
in the same room.
No, we can't because we'll be. She'll
she
beat the shit out of
me. And
okay.
I want to try her.
She's
probably
you should. Oh, they're so good.
It's spadini.
Oh, it's like. Oh, my mother makes it. This is the traditional Sicilian way. And I'm getting a lot of flack, but the older generations made them.
Because I make mine different. Go
ahead. Yeah, but this is the original way, and I'm not talking about.
What's it with the bay leaf?
No, it's no. My mother hates bay leaf, but to begin with, but it's just you get the steak, you mudiga it, you bread from it, and then you put a little cheese, some sauce, and just some onions. You roll it up. That's it.
Okay.
We just we keep it simple. We don't put prosciutto. We don't put the ham. We don't.
No,
put the
I don't do that either.
We don't put the toothpicks in it. It just all fits.
Very how does she fry it? In butter? Like
we don't fry
we bake it.
So my
she's just mudiga in it.
Right. So my grandmother so what my grandmother always did, and my Uncle Philly was like, that's not how we do it. And I'm like, well, that's not how Nana taught me, because my Nana always did something a little bit different.
What part of Italy is she from?
Sicily. Terracini.
Right up.
Okay.
I know.
They're not from there, but
no, Balestrace, right outside, I think. Or Palermo.
Terracini.
No, right outside of Palermo. They're in and out and around in the suburbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just got a phone call. It's being really discreet.
We might have been from Terracini. I don't know.
Sicily's a boot. There's a lot of.
Yeah, but Sicily is the island at the end. It's what the boot is stepping on.
Yes. So basically, my grandmother. So the way I make my spadinis is what you just said, mediga, and then we do.
Do you make your own bread crumb? Or do you buy the bread crumb?
No, and I get flack. I buy it from Virgilio's.
That's you know what? That's better than nothing. I just want to say I love the Virgilio's.
I get flack from my Uncle Philly. I love you, Uncle Philly, but he's like, Alicia, make your own bread crumbs. I'm like, who got time for that?
Well, my mother doesn't grind her own bread.
I'll go to Virgilio's and get it.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't buy bread like that. We're mostly white flour free. Yeah. So we standing me up. You gotta dry it out. You gotta dry it out and you gotta do this.
I make mine from Virgilio's. So
yeah. But my mom used to buy the normal unseasoned bread.
All I ever got was beef stew.
No.
I love beef stew. I'd be happy to get that. I love beef stew.
No, I used the Italian breadcrumb, but I so
are there another kind of breadcrumb?
Well, you said plain
or seasoned.
And then I do seasoned.
Oh yeah.
And then I use olive oil, Marconi, that you can get from Market Basket. My Nana always told me, don't get anything else than Marconi, because they are amazing when you use a Marconi over in Market Basket.
I never can taste the difference with olive oil.
I can.
Maybe.
Yes, you can.
Maybe we've been in this country too long. But.
No, you can taste it. Or you can go down to the olive oil company, which
They're phenomenal. I think if you're going to take the time out of your life to open an olive oil company, you were phenomenal.
He had you called, so I'm trying to explain what I'm doing.
Is he on the phone right now?
He's not.
Is he still on base?
He is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just say, go outside? Matthew's on base. Oh, like, he didn't come back. Like, when's he coming back?
Wait, is this your husband? Like, who
that's her baby daddy.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Baby daddy Matthew.
Okay.
He joined the flow.
He joined the army.
And he's in boot camp.
Where in boot camp is he?
Advanced training in Virginia.
Oh, and you went to his graduation.
I hate Virginia.
When?
Right. He did. Last month.
And when's he coming back?
We don't know. The rest is just like a waiting game.
So you're a single mom raising two little girls. And how old are they?
Almost 4 and 5 months.
And they are the cutest,
so
freaking little girls you will ever see in your whole entire life. Because Matthew is from where?
He's from American Samoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're gorgeous.
Where is he from?
Samoa. American Samoa.
Yeah. So, and guess who else is Samoan? The Rock.
What about him?
Yeah. He's from Samoa, too.
He's from Samoa.
I thought he was from, literally, I actually thought he was from Pittsburgh. I thought he was American. He's not.
Are you talking about Troy Polamalu with the big puppy hair?
I don't even know who that is.
The Rock.
Oh my God, everyone's gonna think I'm so stupid. I love Samoa. I've been there so many times. I love Samoans. Viva Samoa. Love it. Let's go there soon.
You actually would love it.
Really? Yeah. Where exactly is it?
It's like near Bora Bora, Fiji, Tahiti, like.
Yeah, it's
that sounds fun. That's fun. Sounds fun. I can imagine Anthony must be an arm and a leg, though. Have you been there?
Well, yeah. She lived there. She lived there.
You did? Well, true, yeah.
She lived there?
Oh, wow.
Wow, that sounds.
Now, American Samoa? Are they American? Why do they? Do we own it?
We do.
Oh, we
do. It's a U.S. territory. We do.
Just like Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico's
a U.S. territory.
I knew that.
And the reason
why,
there's also a Samoa that's Western Samoa that's not.
What are they, two sides of the same island, like Cuba and like the other place?
To the other one.
What's the other, Cuba and Haiti, right? Is that it? Cuba and Haiti are on one island? Hispaniola, I know that.
To anyone?
I don't know. Someone's going to be like, yeah. Like, come on, agree with me. I'm like swimming here and I'm drowning.
And no one is saving you for some reason.
I know. Well, I'm geography sorry. With John.
We don't know. That's why.
You know, yeah, I mean, we got to keep a map really in helpful. Here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We're in California.
About 40 minutes south of San Fran.
Oh, nice. Got a cousin out there.
Mm-hmm. Love it. They love it. Yeah.
I think he was traveling the countryside in a van or something stupid. I don't know.
We're at 50 minutes. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like I said, we didn't even get even halfway through our topics.
Wait, we have to
topics.
At least mention...
We are, because I have... Okay,
wait,
so...
Wait, the Golden Girls 30th
yes,
anniversary?
So today marks the 30th anniversary of the debut of the Golden Girls.
Oh, it's about to end. Betty White still alive.
That's
we
right.
Love Betty White?
Tyler, come here. Tyler's obsessed with Betty White. So
are
Tyler,
you really?
Do
you
yes.
watch the Golden Girls?
That's
Tyler.
Oh, I love him.
Tyler, why are you... I don't... So, Tyler, tell us. Why are you, like, so fascinated by Betty White?
Because she's, like, 93
rich.
And she's yes,
oh
like,
God.
Still on TV awesome. Shows.
Right. And how old does she look, Tyler?
Like, 80?
Kids are.
He really he is. He is absolutely fascinated.
I just
want
to say, speaking of
and
the
Betty
Golden
White
Girls,
is amazing.
She is. But speaking of the Golden Girls, I don't know if you know the show. Rue McClanahan played Blanche Devereaux,
right.
And her autobiography was the best book I've ever read in my
really?
Life.
Really?
It's called "My First Five Husbands and the Ones Who Got Away."
Oh, I love that
by
one.
Rue McClanahan, and she was Blanche Devereaux. It was the best book I ever read. Hands
really?
Down.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I will.
The best autobiography.
I would read that.
Although, if you've also ever read Vanna White's, it's a good one too.
Really?
Yeah. You would be surprised.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot pressing those numbers. And
right.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Pressing the button.
Letters,
whatever. I don't know.
Letters,
don't you watch the show?
Letters, numbers, vowels.
But the vowels cost money, apparently.
They do.
Yeah. That's what I've been told.
Yeah.
So. Wow.
Yeah.
Like,
but best
now
book ever.
I don't read, but now I'm gonna.
It was a good book,
Bruce.
And you know who else had a good book? Kathy Griffin had a good book.
Really?
Yeah. Autobiography. I mean, yeah, but once you
and
get past
still
it.
Alive.
She
wouldn't yeah. Yeah, well, Rue McClanahan kind of. Yeah,
I'd
she
kind
of just dropped
read.
Dead, but Rue is was phenomenal. So. I mean, I don't know. I think she had a. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. That wasn't in the book. She wrote the book. But it was a good book, and if you're ever looking
and
for good
I'm
behind
sorry.
The scenes.
And, oh, fun fact about the Golden Girls, Sophia was the youngest one.
No, Rue McClanahan was that.
I thought Sophia was.
No, that
and
was a PR. That
Sophia
was a PR studio.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, it was a pre.
But she
it was
wasn't
Estelle
the youngest.
Getty PR
like,
firm.
Like B. Arthur was.
B. Arthur was older than.
Older
oldest.
Than.
It was B.
And
Betty.
Then
Estelle,
the mother, Sophia.
And then Ruth.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. She was.
So set us straight again. Who was the youngest?
It was. So the oldest was B. Arthur. Who
the oldest?
B. Arthur. Was
so
the
right
oldest.
Now she'd be like 95.
No, she'd be like 90-something.
So,
I don't know if she'd be 90 at all.
Betty White's 92.
Oh, I think she's only like a few years
old. So Betty White is actually the oldest one.
Yeah, well, she's the only one left.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm saying who's the oldest.
The oldest is...
Doesn't mean that they weren't the oldest.
B. Arthur was the oldest. Betty White is the second oldest. Estelle Getty, who played Sophia, was the third. I read the book. No one read... I'm telling you, I read the book. You think I just know this? Rue was the youngest.
You read the book and retained all this information.
You know what? Believe it or not...
Like, honestly,
there's this
like,
urban legend that I'm really smart.
No, he really is. That,
I'm like
you
a
know
sponge.
That's see, cool. That's the
like
thing
one of those sponges
him.
That you just clean like the
you
dirty. Comes, I'm a sponge.
No, it comes across like I know that John could come across a certain way.
What
but
that
if
mean?
You're
wait,
friends,
no, elaborate on that. What does that mean?
Certain way.
Because you could come because you can aloof.
Like stupid?
No.
Aloof.
No.
Ignorant?
No.
Aloof.
No.
Aloof? As in
aloof.
Like I don't care?
No.
No.
No, because that's how I want to come.
Aloof.
If that I'm above
you,
everything.
No. And then when
am I do am I doing the job?
And then when you read his Facebook
yeah.
and then things that he actually elaborates on, which is either it's religion or politics or whatever it, that's going on in the world today, you should read his posts. And I'm like, and I tell my sister.
Oh no,
like,
but don't
you
read them for
know?
Actual information. I make most of it out. No,
no, but
I don't.
Mean,
but
seriously,
no.
like
you
he
mean, yeah,
is,
don't
like,
look
you
for
know
me for
mean?
World
like,
news.
He might come
please,
across
don't.
As like funny and is aloof, but. When you read this shit, it's like, it's real.
Yeah, I
it's
mean,
real.
I care about
like,
world
knows,
issues.
Yes,
yeah.
he does, and it like, just, and I, it just.
I mean, I care so much. I care to the extent that it affects me, so that can be arguable, but.
Yeah,
yeah
but
I
you
mean,
know
I'm
your
smart.
Shit.
Yeah, I
you
mean,
know.
I do a lot of reading. I read
you do.
A lot.
You
I
do.
Read, oh, I'll do it. I gotta, look. Yeah, ain't making it rain. Yeah, I know a lot of stuff. I'm always Googling something, reading something,
right.
looking into new things. Because awesome. I like to see other points of view, so I can shit on them.
Right. you don't come across
I don't know.
No.
Really?
No. Just to say, like, I don't know numbers.
Well, I don't, I don't go, my brain, I can't do math. But, like I said, I literally, I can't divide. Yeah. That's not a joke. It's a fact. I have no, I know it's like multiplication backwards, but like, who has time for that? I got to deal, I got to go home. I got a family, I got a deal, I don't know. I got a whole life to deal with. It's not that full. I don't have time for your numbers. I don't, I just, it's not something I want to deal with. It, not my
so problem. On that note, I'm going to end on 55s. I think that's good. And this is going to be our ending because I think it's so appropriate. Yes.
Yeah, it's
from Golden Girls. Love that. You must be on in a confidant. And thank you for all for listening.
Let's play out the cheesecake.
This is beautiful.